This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, here we are again. It's Gary and Chelsea with you with another Breakfast Buffet podcast. We're up to episode 72, an action-packed episode. What's happening in this one?
Horses could be the key to solving Kent's issues with potholes.
You reckon?
I think so.
I'm washing my hands as I did when you told us this the first time round of your horses solve potholes idea. I'm not entirely sure, but you know, maybe people will go with you. Let's see what they think when they hear it.
Speaking of washing, you made an awful discovery about talc.
Luckily, there was a happy ending. You'll find out what it is.
Cracker Snack was finally solved.
Oh, if this game has been annoying you for... Was it Christmas?
It's been 3 months. I think over 3 months, actually. It was definitely beginning or mid-January I started snacking on that.
Finally, we put you out of your misery, which is what our show is all about, really.
The listeners shared their dog walk drama after your story.
Oh, yeah. Once again, I've ruined my life.
Inspired the nation.
Upset another neighbour. Meant it's another route that I can't walk the dog. I wasn't alone. There were plenty of disobedient dogs and silly owners across the county.
And I'm never eating a meal deal again.
This was heartbreaking.
It's awful.
It really was. How you even came to work that day after what happened to you in your meal deal, it's testament to your professionalism, is all I can say. Okay, well, all that and much more is coming up in this thrilling episode of the KMFM Breakfast Podcast, episode 72, entitled
Gladiators, Mario Nerf and Horsehole Patrol.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It is International Safety Pin Day today. Hurrah for the safety pin and all that it pins.
It is a great little tool, isn't it?
Do you know what? Back in the olden days, the baby's nappies, you know, and certain people that are trying to be environmentally friendly still use the old toweling nappy things with the pins to have. Imagine a wriggling baby, as if it isn't bad enough with those sticky tabs trying to get a disposable
a
nappy
tab
on
is
there.
Hard enough.
But getting a pin into a baby without it going into the baby.
Well, I guess they'd stop wriggling real quick.
Well, they would learn their lesson, I guess, pretty quick. You're right, actually. I'm imagining you've been saved from embarrassment at some point by a safety pin. I don't know why I say that, but actually I do.
I've actually been betrayed by safety pins many a time because they're never there when you need them.
Oh.
When you have a mishap, there's never a safety
strap
pin.
Goes or something falls down that shouldn't. Yeah.
And then no one seems to have them anymore. No one has a panic
bring
safety
them back.
Pin.
Bring them back.
Bring back the pins.
Yeah, that's what I guess today is all about is, let's bring them back. They're useful things to have around. Yeah. I think everyone's mum would have had a little tin somewhere that would have had pins and safety pins in.
My nan used to keep them in an old Vaseline tin.
Yes, perfect for a safety pin. Oh, you have triggered a lot of memories for a lot of people this morning. But anyway.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Now, a nearby county were sick and tired of ugly traffic cones filling the road because they've got an issue with potholes.
Right.
So everywhere there was a pothole, there was a giant traffic cone. They just look ugly, they take up space. And they were like, this just isn't very nice. And a group of neighbours bunched together and they're like, we're sick of these uglier orange cones in the road. No more. We're going to do something a bit different, make it feel more like us. We're going to reclaim the space.
Right.
So they bought a taxidermy parrot to keep an eye on things. And they've popped him.
A stuffed parrot.
Yep, next to the hole. And he's now named the Pothole Parrot of Pledgedon. And I thought, we've missed a trick here because we know Kent has got plenty of potholes.
Can I just say, I'm sitting quietly because I don't want anything to do with this. All right, I'm out. I'm like a dragon's den. I'm out. You're on your own here.
You
carry on.
Okay.
But you're on your own.
Well, I thought we need an animal for our potholes. Not a real one, but like a mascot. And Kent's notorious animal is the white horse, isn't it? That beautiful, regal-looking animal.
Yeah, on its hind legs.
And then I thought its name could be the Horsehole Patrol.
Like I say, I have nothing to do with any of that.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So a lot of people have been loving Gladiators on Tea Time on a Saturday back on BBC. A lot of people very excited. If you haven't heard the news and you've loved it, good news. That it's going to be back for another season, as we call it now. Not series, we've gone with season.
A season, darling.
And that's great. And of course, where there's a regular version of a show, always a celebrity version comes tagging along behind. So that's what they're saying could happen next. One of the names they've thrown in the frame is Davina McCall, because she said, oh, she'd have loved to have hosted it. So they're saying, look, she's a super fit lady.
Yeah, she'd be so good.
And super popular, that people would like to see her on there. So, yeah, celebrities taking on the gladiators. I mean, the question is, who would you like to see?
Janice and Friends, her laugh needs to stop.
Okay.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, what have they been saying in the group chat this week? We are all ears about this one today.
I have really exciting news about Pedro, the postroom pigeon.
Okay, you got a porcelain pigeon for the postroom called Pedro.
Yeah.
He's in there. Doesn't peck things, but he keeps an eye on the post.
He does. And right. We were worried because the pest control were coming round. We didn't think he was going to make it.
Yeah, even though they were coming round for real pigeons.
For real
pigeons.
So you
have a problem with real pigeons. This is the big joke.
Yeah.
You got the problem with the real pigeons, but the porcelain pigeon, hoping he was okay.
I was hoping he was okay.
Okay, this is quite nail-biting now.
They checked and we were like, oh my goodness, Pedro's going to be gone. He's a goner. Yeah. No one's there to save him. Yeah. Pedro survived the pest control.
Pedro, the porcelain pigeon, still in the post room. Everything's okay.
He's living his best life. That wasn't enough. Sandra is back. Selling Sandra. She loves to sell things on the group chat.
Yeah, Selly Sandra.
She's giving away red or green lentils. Which one did you take?
All the colours of the rainbow.
I think I'd go green. I don't really know what to do with them, but I feel like it'd be quite fun to grow them into something.
There's not much you can do with them. You can try your best. It's all you can do with lentils.
You just need to hide them, don't you, in a dish.
If you have the green, I'll go red.
Yeah?
Yeah, just take them off our hands.
Okay, fab.
Let her know we'll have them.
I'll let her know.
I need more fibre.
Yeah, I think it'd be good for your health.
Thank you.
And we've got a new housemate. Welcome to the group chat. James.
Your group chat has probably taken 10K off the value of moving into your apartment block. Sorry, you were saying, welcome, who's new?
James,
yeah.
And he kicked off his entrance to the group chat by saying, does anyone want some wild garlic? I've picked quite a lot.
He is straight in at home, isn't he?
He has just found his people.
him and the lentil lady get together. All we need is someone who's... Anyone got any mushrooms?
I know, we can start a potluck.
Start a pot noodle. Anyway, what a wonderful update that's made me slightly hungry, but not so much. That was today's incredible WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Can I just say a bit of a powder update? Yesterday I was bemoaning the fact you can't buy talc, and by which I mean powder. That you can powder yourself with. You were surprised I would want to powder myself anyway.
Yeah.
I said I do. It's good for the moisture. The excess moisture. Anyway, I managed to get some online, and it's the new one. They don't make it in talc anymore.
Okay.
It's the baby one, and it's made from natural ingredients, including cornstarch, natural cornstarch, which helps prevent rubbing and chafing and stuff like that.
Isn't that what you put in like your dinner to thicken it up?
Well, yes, this is what I was thinking. So if you haven't dried yourself thoroughly already, I mean, the job is to try and dry you off.
Yeah.
You're going to create some kind of, almost like a batter. So I'm worried
Fried armpit.
Well, from the waist down, I'm worried that I might be partly tempura.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Yesterday, I had a lovely time. I got the new sticker for my garden waste bin. You know, the one that says they'll come and collect it. You have to have a thing on there to show you've paid.
Yeah.
There goes my sticker. Ooh.
So I'll stick it on yourself.
I'll tell you what is great as well. It's a nice big sticker, first of all.
I was going to say, how big is it?
It's kind of nearly A4 size, I would say.
Wow, it is a big sticker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't mess about.
Now, usually they make you put the stickers on the top, on the lid.
Yeah.
But now they've had a change of heart and now you have to put it on the back of the bin. So that was nice because I've got 3 years worth of stickers already on the top. It's starting to look a bit of a mess, if I'm to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not going to be a clean stick, is it?
But the side, that was virgin territory. I imagine this is what they must have felt like when we went out and we put a flag in the ground when we were there, you know, building the empire.
Yeah.
This is what it felt like.
This is how it felt.
Put my sticker on that bin. and it says put it hand width below the handle. Oh, very wow. precise
so
about
did you
it.
Measure it?
Yeah, I did it like I was measuring a horse. I did my hand on it like that. And I got it dead straight as well.
I was going to say, look, you're bigging this up, but if that sticker isn't level, you've messed up bad.
And ask me if there were any bubbles in it as well.
Was there a bubble?
No, there was not. It was smooth, they tell you.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
I've ruined the dog walk again.
You ruined it?
I've ruined it.
Are you going to have to take a different route?
Yep.
Oh no, what's happened?
So I was walking the dog yesterday. And I saw a lady who was tinkering in her front garden, collecting some leaves or whatever. Oh, there's a dog there. And I heard her say something. Now, sometimes, you know, you say, pardon, to someone.
Yeah.
But actually, you did hear, you've just been a bit slow. And in the time you've said pardon,
you've realised what
they
said.
I know what they've said now.
Yeah.
And now I've replied, this is silly. I've gone too quick here. Should have given myself a minute to think.
Yeah.
And what she said was, aren't you lovely? To the dog, obviously. And I said, sorry, excuse me? She now thinks that she's talking to me.
Oh, no. Did she go red?
No, she went, I was talking to the dog. And I said, well, don't let me butt in. She walked in. She went indoors.
She ran into the house.
She ran
and fled.
I mean, she walked pretty quick, but she wasn't. She didn't break into a full sprint. Anyway, I can't go that way anymore.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Here's the crack. And here is the snack.
And there it goes. That's the sound. That's all you've had to go on so far. But now Chelsea has a clue as to what that snack is. Chelsea, it's a cracker snack first. Reveal the clue.
Okay, your clue is, don't tie yourself in a knot trying to work out what it is.
600-99 Start texting KMFM for your text, please. We need them. You could win yourself a super secret something as our major prize.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, is that Charlie?
It is Charlie.
Charlie!
Charlie, you might be the man to save the day and make history here on KMFM.
Okay, Charlie, we've been cracking and snacking on this for quite a while now, but it comes to you after a clue to see if you can nail it. Now, have you used the clue or have you used the sound of the snack, or have you used a combination of the two, Charlie?
It's a combination, and I'm confident.
Oh!
Oh, I felt that. He was like, yeah, he knows.
Okay.
You've been thinking about this a while, Charlie?
I have, and it's been really bugging me.
Right, okay, so the clue has helped you think. You're feeling confident. The clue, of course, was,
don't tie yourself in a knot trying to work out what it is.
Charlie, full of confidence, but is he ready to receive a prize without compare, a super secret something, as a fabulous prize this morning? Charlie?
I think it is a pretzel.
Charlie, you're correct!
Yes! Charlie,
you cracked cracker snack!
Yes!
What a time to be alive!
Wow! They said it would never happen.
Charlie. Delivered.
What a day. What a day. We'll live long in the memory of all listening. Magnificent. Charlie, I mean, what does it mean to you to win, crack a snack, and grab yourself a super secret something?
Yeah, amazing. I just want to thank my family for believing in me.
Yeah.
Chelsea for the clue.
Yeah.
I just knew I could do it. I knew I was destined for county greatness.
Yes, he is! County greatness. That's pretty much the show, county greatness.
That is what it is.
Yes, it's Kent's show, and he's a Kent champion. It's Charlie in Ashford, everybody. Charlie!
Woo!
Thank you.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And let's have a look at the old list, see what's happening here.
Yeah.
It says, oh, this is you, Chelsea. This is your bit here.
Okay, I'm ready.
It says Chelsea to do this bit. And this is entitled, I want to eat the new Nike trainers.
Look, hear me out. I know you're a fan of a trainer. out of shoes, like trainer is the ultimate, isn't it? They never let you down.
Out of shoes.
You had to, like, tear
out
them.
Of shoes. Trainers is the one for me.
You'd think these things through.
Chelsea, trainer spokeswoman.
But sometimes...
You are a nana.
But sometimes, like, fashion can be a bit rogue and they do weird things, to stuff that just doesn't need to be changed.
Right.
And this is what's happened with the new Nike Zoom X Invincible trainers.
I have to go in and ask for that.
Which is just in itself quite long. Yeah. I would like to be invincible, though. I like that idea.
Well, see, you're a sucker. You've already bought into the... practically bought a pair of these already, you sucker.
It's because they look like moon shoes. Any 90s kids, they used to have moon those shoes and they'd make you bounce.
Oh, with the springs built into the bottom.
Yeah, they kind of look like that, except it's more like they've been dropped into a bag of, like, jumbo marshmallows. Someone's popped glue on the trainer, dropped it in a bag of jumbo marshmallows. It's just collected as many as it possibly can.
Oh, it's got a big... It sounds a bit like the shoes that the Spice Girls used to wear with the big bottoms on them.
But it's, like, lots of individual, like, big marshmallows is what it looks like.
Oh!
And I thought they should rebrand it as Mar-shoe-mallows.
No, no one's laughing. Maybe they didn't hear it. Try it again.
Okay. Mar-shoe-mallows.
No, it just wasn't funny.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
So the school holidays nearly at an end now. Some, I know, have gone back. Don't start. But I wish I'd got here quicker for you with some brilliant advice on how to spice up computer gaming.
Go on.
So we're Mario Kart fans in our family.
Yeah, you're seasoned professionals.
We're still cracking on with the Wii Mario Kart. Okay, so we're talking a game that's nearly 20 years old. Still, yeah. We're still loving it.
You're still vibing.
We're still loving it. There's a problem. There's four of us that play.
Yeah.
We've only got three steering wheels.
Oh, no.
So one of us has to sit out. Now, my son has taken to sitting out. He's not that bothered. He's quite happy to watch the excitement unravel on the screen. Now, the thing is, the kids laugh because I'm rubbish, okay? Despite having played it for ages, years and years, I am rubbish.
Just not progressed.
And they were like, I wonder how many times you crash every time during the race. How many times do you crash per race? It's so much. I'm like, it's not.
It's not that much.
My son has come up with an exciting way to try and stop me, to encourage me not to crash.
Okay.
So really concentrate and try and avoid the shells and the banana skins and the other players that you have to in Mario Kart, the video game. To encourage me to do that, but also to keep a track of how many times I do crash. What happens is he sits behind me with his Nerf gun and shoots me with it. Every time I crash. So that A encourages me not to crash because it really hurts getting shot by a Nerf gun. Who thought that was a good toy for children? It really hurts. And B, at the end of each game, they can count up the bullets that have collected at my feet and work out how many crashes there's been.
This is genius.
So Mario Nerf. If you've got both of those things and you haven't yet brought them together, there is some gaming inspiration for you. And you are all welcome. It hurts.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Let's be serious because...
Okay, let's be serious.
I take lunch very seriously.
Okay, do we need serious music for this?
We do need serious music.
I ain't got no serious music. Okay, right. It's not something we usually do.
Panic! Alert!
Okay.
Anyway, serious mode activated. Right. Went to buy a meal deal at lunchtime the other day.
Okay, yeah, meal deal.
Got really excited. Picked up Asani.
Yeah.
Cider fruit, because I was like, I'm going to be healthy.
Cider fruit.
I know. And then a drink.
Hell yeah.
I got there and the meal deal thing didn't work.
And
I
was like, the meal thing didn't work.
It normally automates it, doesn't it? And it's like,
it goes, oh yeah, it's that and that and that. That makes a meal.
Yeah, bargain.
Here you go.
No, because apparently now fruit classes as a main in the meal. You're telling me a berry medley is the same as a cheese plowman's? It's not, is it? See, you're besides yourself.
I'm incensed. That's what finally did
Imagine
it for me.
Imagine the outrage I had at self-checkout, staring those berries down.
How anyone can call anything a berry medley with a straight face as well. You need to have a word with yourself.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
If the heat's out and the temperature's rising. Heat is out. I'm excited the sun's out.
Yeah. The heat's out.
Anyway, look.
Who let the heat out? Who let the heat out? Go on.
I'm excited because it means ice cream. Is back
right, yeah,
in
yeah.
season. Always because that's food to me.
Season.
And there's a new one you'll want to try. Look, focus. I'm talking about food.
Okay, yeah, sorry. You're talking about ice cream. Take it seriously, everyone.
Angel Delight ice cream. It's coming to the UK.
I can't imagine it.
They're going to be little Angel Delight sticks.
Uh-huh. What's an Angel Delight stick?
Well, it's going to be like an ice cream stick, you know, like they do.
A lolly? Is that what they call them now? When they put things on a stick?
Anyway, it's going to be banana and butterscotch flavour. Those are the options you've got.
Angel Delight ice cream.
Angel Delight ice cream.
On a stick.
On a stick.
In many ways a lolly.
In many ways a lolly.
Yeah.
For 20 degrees.
I'll tell you what.
In Kent this weekend. What
if,
a time.
If I need to know stuff about ice cream, there's only one place I'm going.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Time for a hack, and it's a Tic Tac hack this morning that I saw on TikTok. Yes, it's a TikTok Tic Tac hack.
A TikTok Tic Tac hack.
Yes, well, it's time for one of those this early in the morning. Why not? So, Tic Tacs from the little plastic pot, don't they?
I love them.
So, how'd you get a Tic Tac out?
You flip the little flippy bit open and you just give it a shake on in your hand.
Now, here's the thing. The TikTok Tic Tac hack says that... That's wrong.
What?
And that actually, it's made especially to dispense a Tic Tac each time.
How does that happen?
So what you do, if you look underneath the Tic Tac lid, there's like a little Tic Tac shaped cup built into the lid. So what you do, you turn your Tic Tac box upside down.
Yeah.
And open the flap gently.
Yeah.
Part way, not all the way. And you'll see... that gravity has caused our Tic Tac to sit in the little Tic Tac cup on the underside of the lid. You take your one Tic Tac out and you have your one Tic Tac.
But who's having one Tic Tac at a time? I quite like shoving about five or six in one go.
Ruined it again.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Time to play a little game with you now, Chelsea. You are the plucky contestant. I am the quiz master. Let's play our brand new game. Don't knocky it until you've tried it. Yes, this is a video I found of a lady who's cooking up delicious pasta treat.
Yeah.
You simply have to guess how she describes and pronounces the word gnocchi. Now, it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one because, you know, it's not a straightforward word. Gnocchi, it's a potato pasta, right?
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, it's so good. It's
so good.
Potato and flour, and it's these doughy little balls. And they just, you don't even need a sauce with it. I could just eat it like that.
Right, well, you're delightful. The right gal to play this game. But gnocchi, just to give you a heads up, spelled GNOCCHI. You might want to write that down in front of you if you're playing at home. So to give you an idea of her voice.
Okay.
So you might know how she's going to, we'll hear a bit of her doing her recipe.
And I throw in my heavy whipping cream.
She threw in the gnocchi. That's what she threw in.
Okay.
But how did she pronounce gnocchi? GNOCCHI.
See, my first instinct was to go with the Italian pronunciation.
Okay, go for the Italian.
Which is gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
Gnocchi? That's good. You know that? Gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Oh, unlucky.
Did she call it gotchi?
Gotchi. Oh.
Okay. What about nossi?
Nossi?
Yeah.
Oh, she's done it as a like instead of the... Yeah, nossi. That's good. You're really thinking it through. You are. You're really doing it. Oh.
Good no. How on earth is she saying it?
Have you done a good no? I don't think you've done a good no.
A good no. Let's go gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Yeah.
Oh, unlucky. You have not won today's hot competition. Don't knock it until you've tried it. Here is the actual pronunciation. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, no.
And I threw in my heavy whipping cream, and then I threw in my yonkies.
She threw in her yonkies.
Yonkies
was the answer we were looking for. Well done. If you said yonkies at home.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Here's some inspo. If you need a hobby, that's good. I've got something for you here. If you are on the socials, but you've not got the followers you need, this could boost your followship somewhere in Kent. You could get on this because it's not, as far as I know, happening in Kent yet. We're taking inspiration from a guy called Andy Bailey, who lives in Cheshire up north. He photographs and rates the local bins in his town. He saw one that was shaped like a bear.
Wow.
And he became obsessed with it. And then he thought, there must be some other good bins. So he's looked around, he's found some really good bins.
Yeah.
There's some concrete ones.
That'd be heavy.
He's put up pictures of the bins there, and people have been saying, oh, I know that bin. We used to hang out on a Saturday night near that bin. So it's brought back some lovely memories
bins
for people.
Bins do bring back memories.
Yeah, he's got one bin. I'll tell you what, in the bin watching community, they laugh about this one, and they call it Taylor Swift. Shall I tell you why?
Please do.
Because they put it there in 1989. Isn't that lovely?
I love the commitment.
He gives the bins a rating out of 25, various criteria.
Why 25?
The highest so far is 23.
Oh, wow.
23
That's
out
up
of
there.
25. He mused, I'm yet to give a perfect 25. Maybe I never will.
Andy. That's because he's not been to Kent yet.
No,
if
that's right.
If he sees the Kent bins.
So I'm thinking, Kent people, you need to get hold of this and get on it and become the big Kent binfluencer because it's not happened here yet. Oh, by the way, here's the biggest shock of all. He says, my wife hates the whole thing. Your wife?
No. What about Andy?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.